With your local news update on the Southwest Georgia Network, I'm Walter Johnson. Today is Monday, April 18th. Insurance, speeding, and property upkeep. Those issues were the main topics of discussion at the Daugherty County Commission's regular meeting on Monday morning. Agnes Barthel says her homeowner's insurance rate has increased due to the nearest fire hydrant being located 300 feet beyond the 1,000-foot radius.
And the fire hydrant, I think, is about 300 feet above the 1,000, so it's like 1,300 feet. Therefore, the rating went from a 5 to a 9. Thus, my homeowner's insurance increased by $600 in 1 year, just like that.
Barthel hopes that commissioners will help reduce her rating from a 9 to a 5 within 6 months. Members of the Southgate Neighborhood Watch also spoke before Daugherty County Commissioners this morning as they not only expressed concerns over speeding on neighborhood streets, but also problems with property upkeep. Treasurer Barbara Dawson says that these issues are cause for constant concern in her community.
This has something been going on for quite a while. We have had problems with the speeding in the neighborhood. We have asked about this. You know, this is our main concern. And also about the residents that's not keeping up their property. This has been an ongoing thing.
Dawson says she wants commissioners to address these issues as soon as possible.
Well, we would like to see all our needs met concerning the speeding in our neighborhood and also concerning the properties kept up in our neighborhood.
In sports, the Georgia Firebirds' two-game winning streak ended at the hands of the Florida Tarpons, losing 52-31 on the road Sunday night. Georgia fell to 2-3 on the 2016 season with the loss. The Firebirds returned to action on Saturday, April 23rd, facing the Myrtle Beach Freedom to begin a three-game homestand at the Albany Civic Center. And in junior college baseball action, the Darton State College Cavaliers completed a four-game sweep over Gordon College on the road as they crushed the Highlanders 15-4 on the road Sunday. The Cavs are currently in first place in the GCAA by one game at 15-4 in conference play. They'll play host to West Georgia Tech on Tuesday night. I'm Walter Johnson for the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com.